Call the meeting to order. And how about if Board Member Valerie Minton leads us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yep. It is true. I'm afraid you're right.
So I'd like to introduce board members, and then I'll call on the executive director to introduce staff. To my far right is board member Gregory Gusty from Ukiah. To my immediate right is William Massey from Forestville. And I want to state, Bill has been on this board almost, well, before the time one can remember it. And I want to thank him for extraordinary ongoing service and what a great board member he's been and how honored I am to have served with him. And so thank you. Thank you. I'd like to, on my immediate left is David Norn from Sebastopol. To his left is Greg Hales from Eureka, California. Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff.
Okay, the G throws people off.
And then to my extreme left is Valerie Minton. So, and with that, I'll call on Matt to introduce names.
Good morning, Matt St. John, Executive Officer. Good to see everybody this morning. To my right is our Assistant Executive Officer, Shinrei Lee. And to my far right is Elizabeth Barrett, our staff counsel. Across from me is Patty Corsi and Donna Poe, working on sound and getting the presentations projected for you. I'd like to introduce a new staff person to our region, Josh Curtis. Is the new division chief of our Planning, Stewardship, and Compliance Assurance Division. Josh comes to us from Department of Fish and Wildlife, where he's worked in OSPR. Josh is also a Coast Guard reservist, and in that capacity has worked on some very significant contamination and spills and problems, and from that experience brings a tremendous organizational skills, and we really look forward to his being a leader in this organization.
All right. Thank you. This is the time for board members to express ex parte communications or disclosure. Board members will identify any discussion they may have had requiring disclosure pursuant to Government Code Section 1143.50.
Since the last meeting, I've had communications with the public about the Russian River TMDL, cannabis cultivation, and Sonoma County organic waste issues.
Mr. Chair, I myself also have had conversations with the public and officials about the Russian River pathogen TMDL and Sonoma County waste issues. So we're on the same track.
Okay. I've had several presentations in groups regarding cannabis and get ongoing questions all over the place. So, the conversation has been very explicitly limited to what we've already passed.
Mr. Chair, since our last meeting, I have met with state and local officials regarding the TMDL, pathogen TMDL for the Russian River.
Thank you. So then that would bring us to the public forum. And I'd like to call on Rob DePerna from